Blog Talk Radio.
We'll start. What's wrong with the music? Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to In the Studio with Linus this Sunday afternoon. And the show today is about ending relationships. So I'm so glad that you're here to join us. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. Miss Nina will be in there to answer questions or relay information to us. And my producer on the air with me today is Ms. Chabonet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. So we're going to have a really good show today. The things that we're going to discuss, of course, you know, how to end a relationship. And we'll go with 15 signs that you're in a dead-end relationship, how to end a relationship, and Shab is going to bring forth some comical items of people trying to end a relationship. So we're going to look forward to all that. It just seems like it's going to be really, really good. And also we're bringing on board Ms. Brenda. Thank you, Brenda, for joining us today on In the Studio with Linus.
Hi.
Hi.
I'll give you a little bit of psychological thought process on all that.
Okay.
Not that
okay.
You really want it.
But we need it.
Yeah, we need it.
Okay, so we're going to start the show. As usually, we have entertainment news and news of the weird. And, of course, Shab will bring us a sports announcement. And we will begin on how to end a relationship. So, not too much going on in entertainment news, y'all. Who is the man that Debbie Rowe is marrying? Michael Jackson's ex-wife has found love. Rowe is engaged to be married, but did she know her new man? Music producer Mark Sheffield performed in movies, as in gay porn movies. Sheffield has an interesting past. He is a former videographer who worked at Neverland. Sheffield has sued the King of Pop in the past. Jackson fired Sheffield over his scandalous past. Sheffield says he loves Roe and he has kept no secrets from her. He also says he is a changed man, but Roe still knows everything. Roe went public about wanting her kids back that she had with Jackson, Prince, and Paris, but she better watch her money with this new man. That's that. Okay. There are big changes at Ebony Magazine. Amy Barnett DuBois is out, and former SET and Honey Magazine editor Mitzi Miller is in. Miller was once the editor-in-chief of Jet Magazine, Ebony Sisters publication. So The BET Network has announced their programming for the upcoming year. Many of your favorite shows are returning, including The Game, The Real Husbands of Hollywood, all of their award shows and brand new programming, including a world premiere miniseries, The Book of Negroes, and a new reality show starring Kirk Franklin. Franklin will help aspiring gospel artists build and start their careers. Well, that's almost like that show, it used to be on BT, Sunday's Best, you know, where they get their gospel singers. Oh, well. Well, Nia Long, 43, is featured in the Naked issue of Allure magazine, and yes, she is naked and fabulous. The Best Men, Hollywood, and Single Moms Club star appears with a host of other celebrities as they celebrate naked beauty. All right. What else do we have? Oh, we remember actor Bob Hoskins. The British-born actor died of pneumonia, and he also suffered from Parkinson's disease. Though he had a storied film and stage career, Hoskins is best remembered for the blockbuster film Who Framed Roger Rabbit? And he also starred with Denzel Washington in Heart Condition and Super Mario Brothers. Hoskins was 71 years old.
Oh, he was so good.
I loved him in Roger Rabbit. That'll be one of my favorite movies by him. I mean, he's been in many of them, but something about that one I just really liked about him.
Yeah, he's just excellent, excellent actor.
Well, director John Singleton has just signed on to direct a new show for the Showtime Cable Network. It's a drug drama set in the 1980s called Snowfall. The show is a cross between Boys in the Hood meets The Wire. That might be.
And this is
going to
be on where?
Showtime.
Oh, okay.
And the show will be titled Snowfall. It'll be titled Snowfall. So what's going on with Heisman Trophy winner Jameis Winston? The Florida State quarterback and future NFL star was arrested earlier this week for stealing crab legs from a grocery store. Really? Winston and his team won the BCS National Championship in January over the Auburn Tigers. Winston is no stranger to controversy. Rape charges were dropped against him for lack of evidence involving a student at Florida State.
Wow.
Okay.
He's shameful, I guess.
Patti LaBelle is returning to Broadway. The musical After Midnight is up for 7 Tony Awards, and Patti joins the show for a month of June. That'll be from the 10th through the 29th. Patti's fellow R&B legends Gladys Knight and Natalie Cole will also be joining the production. Gladys Knight will be appearing July 8th to August 3rd, and Natalie Cole will be appearing August 5th to August 31st. After Midnight is a musical about the Duke Ellington years at the Cotton Club in Harlem. Best performers in the music includes Fantasia, Katie Lang, Vanessa Williams, Toni Braxton, and Babyface.
They're on tour?
No, it's on Broadway in New York.
Oh.
Yes, the musical After Midnight on Broadway, yeah. Well, Kevin Hart is gearing up for the promotion of Think Like a Man 2. Nephew opens up the new issue of GQ magazine. He talks about fame and getting along with his ex-wife. Andre 3000 of Outkast, if y'all remember him, he hits the big screen in the Jimi Hendrix bio movie, All Is By My Side. The movie about the legendary guitarist, rock pioneer, opens in theaters June 13.
He's a good choice for that.
He's
a great choice
for Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He is.
His look and everything.
Sure
musician abilities and all that.
Okay.
I wonder what, you know, I wonder what Jimmy's family felt about that. You know, they're related to us distantly through the Barry side.
Mm.
Didn't know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah, Jimi Hendrix, his family, his dad was always down there at the Roots picnic. You know, dad and we used to talk to Al. Al was his dad till he got really sick and then, you know, he passed. But, yeah, I remember the last time Dad and I went to the Roots and we were talking to him about, and that was one of the things he was having trouble with is people trying to steal on copyrights and, you know, all that kind of stuff from the estate. Even all these years after Jimi Hendrix has been dead, all these years later.
Huh.
Anyway.
Well,
moving
Wendy
on.
Williams is truly the queen of all media. Her new book, Hold Me in Contempt, is topping the bestsellers list. Get ready for
Who's
the
she?
Return of Wendy Williams. She has the BET show.
The fake boobs.
Yeah.
You talking about Wendy Williams?
Wendy Williams. She comes out every night at 12 o'clock, I think, 12 or 12:30 on BET.
She used to have, she used to be a DJ, well, I don't know so much as a DJ, but a VJ, whatever they call them on radio. She had her own radio show, then she has her own talk show now, and yeah.
Okay.
So get ready for the return of Star Wars with the original cast returning, but where's Lando? This installment will take place 30 years after the plot line from Return of the Jedi. And now Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, and Mark Hamill will be joining the cast of newcomers, including black British actor John Boyega, J.J. Abrams, who previously directed the latest Star Trek movies, is helming the picture. The movie hits theaters December 2015. At press time, Billy Dee Williams, who did a tribute to Star Wars during his Dancing with the Stars stint, has not been seen or confirmed with the cast. Williams did say he was open to return to the role of Lando Calrissian. Calrissian, yeah, if he's asked. Oh, okay. Well, good stuff for you, Star Wars people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were going crazy on Facebook about it.
Well, that's all I have for entertainment news. Shab, did you want to start your news of the weird and then come back, or what would you like to do?
Sure, no, I can start that now. We've got some crazy stories in news of the weird. News of the weird are true stories that happen around the world, and you can enjoy them on newsoftheweird.com, and they are very true and very hilarious. Some disturbing, but either or, they're all true. And we're going to start off with Wendy Simpson, who's 25 years old, explained her DUI arrest during a March incident in Huddersfield, England, pointing out that she had just minutes earlier walked to a McDonald's for a late-night meal because she knew she was too inebriated to drive. However, the dining room was closed, and she was refused service at the drive-thru window because she was on foot. And she said the only option left was for her to go home, get her car, and return to the drive-thru. On the way back is when she was arrested. That's how you do it, people. Instead of staying home and just eating what's in your house, no, get in your car, drive drunk to McDonald's. That's what they're there for. Yeah.
What about a cab? I mean, aren't there other options?
Yeah, there are plenty. In England, Stockport Magistrates Court levied the equivalent of a $13,000 fine in March against Lorraine White, 41 years old, who runs a part-time service as a dominatrix, chaining up and whipping bad men, and a sex dungeon. Her business is apparently perfectly legal. The citation was for violating fire code because inspectors could not see how a client being properly disciplined, handcuffed and chained, might escape the dungeon in an event of a fire. Hey, you got to abide by all the laws.
Are you kidding me? That don't make any sense.
If you're going to run a business, Brenda, you run it right, okay?
What
she was violating the fire code.
About? It's like
her dungeon violated fire code.
Like, why aren't you just going into people's bedrooms where they are handcuffing their husbands and wives and arresting all of them, too?
because they're not doing a business. They're enjoying each other. This is a business. These people need to be able to get out if there's a fire, if they're handcuffed and chained.
Maybe that's part of their dominatrix, you know, fantasy.
To die in a fire?
Hey, who knows? I mean, somebody's going to come in there, and they're going to cite you because your children are too tired. They're sleep so hard that they wouldn't hear that a fire was going on, and you may not wake up in time to save them.
Oh,
it's illogical.
No, it's business. It's still a fire code, just like in that place in Rhode Island. They didn't have enough exits. What happened? Those people died in that fire. They should have had more exits.
It's about exits and the type of business where people do want to be chained up so that they aren't able to get out.
But if there's a fire, she needs to be able to handcuff them and get out.
I understand that. So then you as an attorney, I would think that you would have some section from the point of view that there is the issue of this is the type of use they're looking for.
Oh, no,
clearly,
no, and I understand
they're looking
that point.
For some kind of danger, right?
Oh, yeah, I understand
right?
that. But just like couples who have the, what is that, a secret word, so it doesn't go too far. You know, it's like, you're killing me? Okay, that means back off. You know, there's just certain key words. It's the same with here. At least place the key where they could be able to maybe unhandcuff themselves or keep the handcuffs a little loose. I hear what you're saying, though. I do hear what you're saying. But you got to flip it on the devil's advocate. It's both ways. I understand the city's trying to make their money, and she's trying to make her money. At the end of the day, follow the fire codes. I just, that's the business side of me. I'm looking at that business-wise. You still have to follow the law.
Yeah. So
that's
are you also going to
have the fire codes.
There, are you also going to pop in there for the age, like the things like AIDS and other venereal diseases? Are you also going to pop in there to make sure that they make sure that there's no way possible that this person can pick up something? Because that's also detrimental to their health.
You're taking the story too far now.
No, I'm not. I mean, it's just, you're making a good point for me. They're taking it too far. You're already talking about someone who's engaged in a vice that is going to harm them. And they're choosing it of their own accord. And then the government is coming in saying, you cannot choose something that could potentially harm your life.
Well, because the thing is, Brenda, to go in there to get whipped, not caught in a fire. There's a difference.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to the next story, okay?
I just will tell you this. If I was an attorney, they'd get off. Moving on.
I'd look forward to that case in court.
Yeah. So would Gaetano. That's what,
what?
Everyone would be running out of court because of me.
Tiffany Austin called.
Moving along.
Tiffany Austin called a KTVU reporter in March after being dismissed as a member of the Planet Fitness gym in Richmond, California, after only one 15-minute workout because she was too, quote-unquote, too fit, and therefore making other members uncomfortable. Planet Fitness apparently takes it seriously, its business slogan, guaranteeing no gym intimidation, designed to keep out-of-shape women from feeling bad about themselves. Said another member to the reporter, it's unfair to show off your body. What?
Okay.
What instructors are for, people? Calm down. And a California model, Elizabeth Dixon, filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles in March against Playboy Enterprises for an injury she suffered as a guest on Playboy Channel cable TV in 2012 when she allowed host Kevin Kline to tee a golf ball off her rear end. According to the $500,000 lawsuit, Kline took a swing at the ball that was teed between her cheeks, missed, and struck her buttocks hard, in causing her pain, suffering, worrying, and anxiety.
Are we now back to my initial assertion? You get it? You engaged that willingly. You went into that willingly.
Yeah, I don't look at those as the same story. I'm going to keep moving on. And Cook County, Illinois, Judge Cynthia Brim is awaiting the Illinois Commission's decision as she seeks to be reinstated following her suspension in 2012 for mental health issues. Brim has been diagnosed with schizophrenic disorder and has been hospitalized multiple times since 1993, according to a Chicago Sun-Times report, and now claims to be fine, provided she takes her meds on schedule, which her doctor said she will need to do for the rest of her life. Her suspension came after a manic courtroom outburst, lauding her heroic testicles, and which preceded a scuffle with the sheriff's deputies outside a county judicial building. I'll be honest with you, this is not a woman I would want to present a case in front of. Sorry, just keeping it real. Then leaves competent criminals. Evelyn Hamilton, 37 years old, was arrested in Lufkin, Texas in April as merely the most recent person to complain to police that in a recent street transaction, she had been sold inferior marijuana. Seeds and residue, she whined to the nearest officer as she pulled a stash from her bra. Well, people, that's the game you get when you buy dope, okay? It's not always guaranteed it's going to be good dope. That's the game of the dope game, people. Story number two, though many people are remorseful about their first tattoos, Jeffrey Chapman is apparently more so. His ultra-cool inking the word murder on his neck in reverse image, clearly readable only in the mirror, is now awkward as he prepares at press time to stand for first-degree murder for a 2011 killing in Great Bend, Kansas.
Yeah.
Wow. Stupid.
And underarmed and clumsy as usual, Americans, mostly men, continue to accidentally shoot themselves. Several men from law enforcement did, a cop in Bridgeport, Connecticut, in the leg at a bagel shop in December. A former police officer and firearms instructor in Glenwood, Nebraska, a sheriff's deputy in the leg. What? A sheriff's deputy in the leg was defending himself against an aggressive dog in Riverside, California. And the police chief in Cornville, Indiana, in the leg, but over 14 years has passed since the previous time he accidentally shot himself in the same area. Another police officer accidentally shot themselves in the testicle while hoisting his weapon in the pants in actually Portland, Oregon. The motorist looking to intimidate in a road rage incident, but actually shot his own leg in Orlando, Florida. The man demonstrating gun safety to his girlfriend by pointing the unloaded gun to his head and firing, fatally killing himself in Oakland County, Michigan. And in the butt shot while reaching for his wallet at home, a gentleman in Brenton, Michigan, shot himself. And those are the stories of News of the Weird. Gotta love them, people.
Gotta love them. Gotta love them.
Oh, yeah. I can read some sports scores real quick before we take our break and head to the subject. For our NBA people, the three games, if you didn't catch them yesterday, in the Eastern Conference, Game 7 tied up between the Pacers and the Hawks. Pacers prevailed 92-80. They are moving on to the next level. The Grizzlies beat the Thunder in Game 7 last night. The Thunder beat the Grizzlies, 120-109. They are moving on to the next round. The Clippers, through all the drama they have been through this week, congratulations, gentlemen, prevailed and beat the Warriors 126-121 in Game 7. The Clippers are now moving on to the next round of games. And today's games, if you get a chance to watch, will be between the Nets and the Raptors. Actually, they're already done. The Nets beat the Raptors 104-103 in Game 7 in the Eastern Conference, so they are moving to the next round. And the Spurs beat the Mavericks in Game 7 in the Western Conference. They are now moving to the next round. That score was 119-96. Ooh, these are some good first-round games. They're going to the end. Congratulations to you teams. And for you Stanley Cup playoffs, yesterday's game in the Eastern Conference, second round, game two, the series is now tied up. The Bruins beat the Canadiens 5-3. And in the Western Conference second round, game one, the Kings lead the series. They beat the Ducks, 3-2 in final overtime. That was actually a very good game. And then the games that are playing today under the Stanley Cup will be the Rangers and the Penguins. That is the game two in the Eastern Conference. The Rangers do lead the series 1-0. And the Blackhawks beat the Wild 4-1 to lead the series in the Western Conference 2-0. And those are your sports the scores for the NBA playoffs and the Stanley Cup playoffs for the NHL.
All right. Thank you so much, Chauvinet. Well, it looks like we've got a couple of calls holding, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to start on how to end a relationship. So we'll be back in about 3 short minutes. Hang in there with us. Today is how to end a relationship. So I thought I would begin with 15 signs that you're in a dead relationship. So I'll go through those real quick, and then we'll go back to how to end. But these are some signs, if you're already in that position, you might want to listen to and see how it goes. Well, number one, to know if you're in a dead-end relationship, you'll never invited or requested anywhere near them when they go out with friends. Nobody wants to strong-arm their way to a night out with your partner. We don't jam RSVP down a month that never spoke the words. Want to join me? So number one, dead-end, you never get invited anywhere. Number two, the drag. They drag themselves through your date nights, going through the motions and the enthusiasm of a zombie, the walking dead in relationship. Number three, the furthest down the road they're willing to discuss is a week or two, tops. Not only do they not bring up the future, they cringe and change topics when you mention it. The exchange goes something like this. You, we should plan a trip to San Diego next month. Them, while squirming. Yeah, I don't know, but hey, have you seen the remote? Okay, number four, neither of you give a shit about dates, holidays or anniversaries, and the whole trying thing has stopped entirely. The day your boyfriend or girlfriend legitimately forgets your birthday or tosses you a crushed-up $20 bill for Valentine's Day is probably an alarming one. Number five, the most appealing aspect of remaining in the relationship is the convenience. The fact that so many of your belongings are at his or her place or vice versa. You have tickets to a concert next week that you'd actually like to go. It's just easy to not deal with all of the circus-esque crap that a breakup brings. Number six, on any given day, you're most likely to have a petty argument with each other than to share a good laugh. At some point, it's too exhausting to fight over trivial nonsense like who's left the mug on the table without a coaster or if the car you saw earlier was green or blue. Number seven, learn of monumental, noteworthy personal facts that would remain secret had you not stumbled upon them coincidentally. There's a gigantic difference between them telling you something and you finding out and asking about it. Eight, you develop lustful eyes and find someone else attractive, at least more attractive than your significant other. Every girl looks like Halle Berry. Every guy looks like Thor. Anyone is better. When your own relationship connection isn't strong enough to fend off things that shouldn't constantly be a temptation, that's bad news. Number nine, there's little contact between you and your lover throughout the day. No texts, no calls, no drop-ins, no nothing. Think about how persistently you try to have some fun form of interaction with that person when things began. Sure, that's destined to fizzle down over time, but there should be a passion and desire to hear from each other concerning your life, you know, together in junk. Number 10, views and opinions of others are changing in a negative manner. When you first met, it was cute and that he or she mispronounced certain words or had a strange laugh, but now adorable has turned into obnoxious, and the sound of their voice is like hearing Gilbert Gottfried scold Fran Drescher, who laughs loudly as she grins her nails on a chalkboard. Number 11, arguments escalate to a point where heavy should be off-limit topics are mentioned. When the bickering isn't about who left the light on or in a playful tone and it becomes belittling personal attacks, don't ignore it regardless of how thick-skinned you are. Number 12, the using, scratching at, even the touching of each other's cell phones or computers is completely off limits. When they turn their phone over so the screen isn't exposed, shield it away from your view and angrily reject a mere request to see their phone. That's trouble. There shouldn't be anything in there that's not top secret. Number 13, you have conflicting life goals, not like different career aspirations, but significant wants and needs in the future. If you know that you definitely want kids and they definitely don't, that is a problem. If you set on marriage but they don't ever want nuptials, then what's really the point of continuing a destined to failure limbo? Number 14, the physical attraction is fading. If sex was previously had, it's no longer done, which it is in a indicator that you two are so mentally demagnetized, you want nothing to do with each other physically either. Or if the sex is just boring to the point where the only joy during it is the thought of going to raid the refrigerator after it ends. Ooh, ouch. 15 and the last one. Every mistake of the past is being held against you. The thing about keeping records of slip-ups and blunders is that it's impossible to move on from history when it's constantly being discussed. We do a lot of stupid things in life. The last thing we need to do is someone reminding us about each one of them. Okay, and that was 15 points on that you're in a dead-end relationship. Now, how to end a relationship. Why relationships end and other realizations. As painful as a relationship can be at its ending, the experience can be a source of profound learning and personal growth. I've learned as the years go by that just when you are getting comfortable, life will throw something at you which challenges that comfort. Don't big life shifts always appear this way? Instead of looking at these challenges with frustration, treat them as an opportunity to change in the life direction you were meant to lead and benefit from. The following are some realizations I've learned in regards to relationship and ending of them. The failure of misconception. Socially, we need to correlate the ending of a relationship with failure. We even articulate it in such a way, I failed in this relationship. By framing as such, we leave a negative impression in our own minds and an association with relationship in general. The ending of a relationship is not a failure, but rather the ending of life situation in our story. We were meant to experience a relationship for its joyful moments, and we were meant to learn from its challenges. New life and death are all around. Every inhale that we take at birth and each exhale is the death of that breath, and life continues. So, okay, so let's begin. I'm giving you a little background.
You want to go first, Brenda?
They seem rather straightforward, right?
Yeah.
Like this one psychologist, he was saying on Oprah many years ago, and I can't remember his name, but he had a Jewish background, and he said, listen, when somebody is hitting you and then the next minute they're telling you that they love you, he goes, why is it you don't understand that love isn't supposed to be about pain or hurting? If someone else came up and hit you upside the head, would you think that was a loving act? I mean, this all seems rather obvious. But somehow people, what? Do they check out their heads? Do they just leave them somewhere when they decide that they're in love with someone?
I
think it's over once that happens the first time. And you don't even have to hit me hard.
Yeah.
Well, as a matter of fact, a lot of factors that people feel are the breaking line with no discussion, from violence to cheating, could be financial reasons of stealing from your mate, constant lies. I mean, I think there's some lines that just people cannot get past and need to walk away. Now, can you rebuild? If these are one-time incidents, I don't know.
How do you know it's a one-time incident?
I'm just saying, if it happens one time.
I get you, but it's like you really don't know. I mean, I think what you're saying is brilliant when you're talking about, it's like these people do these things, and, you know, whether it's a lie or fooling around or whatever, You brought out the great point. You really don't know that that's going to happen again. And that then harkens back to what Lena said. These are signs that your relationship is over. It doesn't matter if it's the first time or not. because what happens when somebody does something and then you let it go, you're training them to continue.
What
right?
do you mean by let it go? Like, okay, you've hit me, I'm fine with it. Or
well, even,
you actually sat down and had
no,
a discussion.
No, I mean, let's say you even have it out like, okay, you hit me and that really hurt and I feel really bad about it. I'm sorry I hit you. I was having a bad day. We come up with any number of excuses, and they're all excuses. But, you know, I had a bad day at work. I'm sorry I was drinking. I just found out my mother died. You know, are these carte blanche excuses to hit someone? Is it a carte blanche excuse to go sleep with someone else? I think at the core of this, kind of like what Lennis was saying, these people aren't in love with you anymore. I don't know if they were in love with you in the first place. And maybe you just didn't even know them.
Could be.
Okay. Well, another one is to be honest with your needs, because if you're not honest, clearly understand our needs in a relationship and qualities in mates. So be absolutely honest with yourself and don't compromise the qualities that are essential to you. What typically happens when we find a quality which deeply matters to us missing in our partner, we think that that can be changed. Truth is, we can't change people. We can only change ourselves. Small things will magnify with time. Be conscious of these small things and be honest with yourself. Understand your needs and be true to yourself. We only have a set amount of time in this life, and make it matter. Another one, leaving fear and guilt. We stay in relationships that we know aren't necessarily right for us because we are afraid. We fear loneliness, or we fear hurting our partner, and we fear having to deal with an uncomfortable situation. The guilt comes in when we recognize that we are no longer being honest with ourselves and with the person you're dealing with. So,
yeah.
Well,
wouldn't it seem easiest if you were just had it all laid out in the open? I mean, you know, here's who I am, okay? Here's who I am. And then you're deciding to, yes, yeah, I love you how you are, or I don't. Then if you don't love me how I am, then let's just not waste anybody's time, and you move on to something that is better suited for you, and I can move on to something that's better suited for me. I mean,
no, Brenda, me and the girls have said that, what you just said.
Wait, are you
even
talking
before
to me?
Yeah, you know, I mean you. But seriously, before even getting to that investment of the love part, we like that right at the beginning. Just put your stuff on the table from get-go. Me too. And let's decipher through it to see if it's even worth going further. It's when you start investing that time, which I know over time is what takes. You start seeing things, good or bad. But it's like, oh, my gosh, I'd rather known you were a embezzler on our first date than 6 months later and my checking account is empty. What? Or you're on FBI's most wanted list and we've just had the FBI in our house arresting you. It's stuff like that. Just put it out on the table. I know it's scary to open yourself up at the beginning, but rather do that than 1 year, 2 year, three, all these years down the line, you're like, who the hell are you and why have I been with you? Cut it from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. And that shifts us over to that age-old, you know, tried-and-true thing called courtship.
Seriously, because, just, I hate wasting my time. I really do. I mean, again, like I say, I know time takes its, well, not even take its toll. Time is what you need to get to know anybody, anything, any place. But I just feel there should be some loopholes where we can cut some of that time down. Just put it out there.
Yeah. Well, another one is love and romance can be mutually exclusive. Sometimes when we have strong connections with people, we instantly raise it to a romantic relationship and end up jumping into one with them. You can love people without being in a romantic relationship. I think we are socially conditioned to believe
the love for someone equals romance. Truth is, the love we feel for others comes from a beautiful place within ourselves. That infinite feeling of love as an expression of our true nature, it has nothing to do with other people. Instead of jumping into romance, we can cultivate and harmonize a friendship with us, with your own person first.
What do you mean by romance? Having sex? Or just in a relationship, an exclusive relationship?
Well, she's saying
relationship.
Love. Yeah, I think. Aren't you? Okay, go ahead, Lennis.
No,
she said it in
that's
a relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well. For instance, I think an example. For instance, Nina, who's in the chat room, folks. Her husband, his name is Jim. I call him Porky Pig, and I love him. I am so in love with him. He is such a nutball. He makes me laugh. Nina, years ago, Nina used to go. She had these meetings on Thursdays. I think it was either every other week, I think it was, or maybe something like that. And he and I used to, I would call on Thursdays and talk to Porky Pig. I call him Porky Pig because we both love bacon. but I love him. I totally love him. Do I want to go steal him from my friend? Am I thinking about ripping his clothes off and jumping in the hot tub? No, I'm not. I'm sure that he doesn't think that way about me. But the point is I can say that, and I know that he knows how I feel and how I feel, and so does his wife. But too many people, I don't know if it's because they're probably not getting enough at home or not getting enough from where they want, you know, whoever they're hooked up with or not. I don't know. They start thinking about all this other junk, like, you know, I'd have a better marriage with him than he has with her. Crazy, creepy, stupid stuff. You know this, Chabonet. You got a relationship, all of a sudden all your girlfriends, they're thinking it would be so nice to be with the guy you're with. How many times have you seen that with your girlfriends? I'm sure Aunt Lynn has seen that and experienced that as well. I'm sure we all have.
Oh, yeah.
Just
but you
crazy.
Don't cross that line. You know, it's just like, I wish you the best and whoever's out there for me. Yeah, it's like, wow, this guy's got really great qualities. And I'm happy for my people like my best friend, Jessica and Jason. I love those two together. I got love for Jason because he's like my brother. You know, he's such a great guy for Jessica, and Jessica's such a great woman. Now, when I find my guy, do I want him to be exactly like Jason? Hell no.
No.
Because I want my own man, but some of those qualities where, you know, him and Jessica communicate. He loves Jessica. He tries to be romantic with Jessica. You know, they like to travel together. Yeah, some of those qualities, yes, I would like in a guy. But do I want him exactly like him? No.
No. And there's not gonna. And I'm sure there are people out there who are thinking, hey, yeah, I bet you if you were in a hotel room and nobody knew about it, not even. Never.
No. Mm-mm.
Make any difference. Because
nope, not at all.
That's not within who we are.
No.
You know, and you know, I'm sure that you actually probably see Jason more as a brother.
Oh,
than
yeah.
You know, even though he's very handsome.
Oh, yeah,
Justin's
a very handsome man.
Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
And he and, I won't use her name because
Yeah, please don't.
That's right, Jessica. I have a different nickname for her, but I love you, sweetie. But it's about how you love in your heart for somebody beyond, as Lennis is saying, thinking in terms that love is only some physical manifestation or activity. If you can only love somebody by touching them, in a lascivious manner, then you need to go back to school about the definition of love. Because, right, Lennis, there's several versions of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You used to talk about it all the time. Eros, Athos, I can't remember the other two. names.
I wanna make an announcement, then I want Shab to do some of her humorous ones. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina's over there. She's a moderator, so be sure and check in with her, or you can call us direct. Now, I have an announcement, and I should have did it at the beginning, and I forgot. Happy anniversary to Sharon and Brian. They are celebrating their 40th anniversary. So happy birthday, Brian and Sharon. God bless you.
Happy birthday or happy anniversary?
I mean, happy anniversary, yes. Happy anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
All right. Okay. Now, Shab, but you got the comical side of this.
Oh, just a couple of funny breakup stories. The first one, now, you know, before we all got all technical or all this technology, you know, back in the day, you had to break up with people in person, or if you weren't comfortable with that, you have a letter. Well, now people are doing it on Twitter, Facebook, texts, MySpace, whatever, just to avoid facing a person. And some of the reasons behind it makes no sense, or it's just sad, or it's just cold-blooded, or just funny. And here's one where a gentleman said he woke up to a text from his girlfriend saying they couldn't be together anymore because her ex just got out of jail. So he said, well, I guess we're not together anymore. I mean, people really, you would break up with someone like that. And, yeah, that's how she broke up with him, is because her ex got out of jail and she sent a text to him. So, see, something like that, people, is pretty tacky. Or we had a young lady who was dating a man who was a real mama's boy. And at a dinner, the mom looked at her and took her hand and said, we have to have a talk. And the girlfriend got really nervous and tried to catch the eye of her boyfriend, but he would never look at her. So the mom gently tells her that things weren't working out between her and the son, and she thought it was best that she would leave. And the girlfriend tried to tell the boyfriend, you know, hey, let's go talk in a private room between us, and he wouldn't do it. So the mom broke up with this girl at the dinner table.
Wow.
How tacky, people. How tacky. Or then we have one young lady after dating for 3 months.
Girl's life was just saved, wasn't it? The mom just saved that girl's life.
Maybe, I don't know.
Come on,
maybe.
Would you want to wake up 40 years later under that crap?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, I have to agree with that one. Then one guy, he was dating this girl for about 3 months, pulled a disappearing act out of her. And, I mean, so cold, wouldn't take her emails, her calls, not even her texts, even deleted his Facebook page. She ended up running into him a couple of months later at the bar, and he still wouldn't talk to her, wouldn't give her a reason why he broke up. He just left the bar. She was like, good riddance. Then another guy went away on a business trip, and the girlfriend had her friends over having a girls' night. And decided after a couple of bottles of wine just to Skype him and say hi to him, and he could say hi to her friends. And during that Skype, he was like, sorry to do this to you over Skype, but I don't want to be with you anymore. We just need to be friends.
Wow.
She just sat there, and her friends, all their mouths were hanging open like, oh, my God. She was like, I just mumbled something quickly and got off. She said, thank God I was dumped in front of all my friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is cold. That is cold. Then a girlfriend and a boyfriend worked together at a small company, and they were on the rocks, and they were both pretty sure the relationship was coming to an end. She had no idea it would end this way, though. After a nasty fight, the following day she came into work to read an email that was sent out to the entire company stating her boyfriend's resignation due to the end of their relationship.
Mm.
I'm like, how embarrassing to put that out there in front of everybody. And then we got another one where a young lady had went overseas for a semester for school, about her and her boyfriend went okay. As soon as she got back, she drove straight to his house, only to have the roommate answer the door with all her stuff in a box and said, "You and him are no longer together."
Hey, is that like Amanda Knox or something?
I don't know. Well, no, because she's still alive to tell the story. So, no. Yeah. Then another one had been dating her boyfriend for about 3 or 4 months, and all of a sudden he started talking about this idea of moving to California. So she ignored him because she knows he's a really big talker, and then I guess he got annoyed at her for not really going into what they were, you know, or excuse me, not supporting him moving to California to surf, got mad with her, told her it was over, broke up. They didn't talk for 2 days. He came by his apartment to get all his stuff and went on his way and literally moved to California. She said, well, I guess he was truthful, and now we're no longer together. So, people, if someone's talking about moving, then, hey, listen.
Really?
Yeah.
What difference would it make? We're talking about such levels of immaturity and juvenile behavior. Like, I don't know. To me, these sound like, a breakup is like, if Jessica and Jason had broke up, that's a breakup. That would be substantial. All this other junk, it's like fool-on-fool romance, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't even imagine those kind of couples coming in and saying we're having a problem in our relationship. I'd be thinking you have a growing problem as you grow up.
Well, ladies,
yeah.
I took myself off of mute just for a moment from somebody that just about, well, it's almost 40 years for us, so in 6 weeks it will be 40 years. I am ever so grateful that my husband and I get along, and I don't have to be out there in that dating world. It's mighty scary when people can just drop you with a text over the phone or just handing you your stuff. Like, where is compassion?
Thank you.
Like, where is it? Do people not care anymore? Is that what it's gotten down to? And if that's the type of person you're going out with, my friends, drop them now.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not worth it, not at the end.
Well, no, yeah. It's not. And if this is
be
just
friends
wow.
first. Be friends
yeah.
first, because hopefully if you're friends, real friends, it'd be a little bit harder for you to just treat someone like dirt.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm picking up from all of this. It's crazy. I'm ever so grateful. I'm happy where I'm at.
And
yes.
And Nina, tell them how you guys met.
You guys want to hear this?
Sure.
Jim and I worked for the same company but in different branches. And one of the guys from the Inuvik branch followed me down to Calgary to visit my girlfriend. And Jim tagged along with him, and Jim and I hooked up that night. Well, we had talked together because I worked at head office and he was in one of the branches. And he asked me to marry him that night.
Whoa.
The whole story. Didn't he ask you 3 questions?
Oh, yes. He did ask me for 3 questions. The first question was, do you want to live with me? And I said, no. Second question was, do you want to go to my sister's wedding with me? And I said, sure, why not? And then the third question was, will you marry me? And his sister is Sharon and Brian that Lennis brought up, their anniversary. They were married 6 weeks before us.
Oh.
Wow. So you guys are married like how after he asked you?
2 months and 3 days later.
See?
Wow. Hello.
They've been married for 40 years.
They said it wouldn't last.
And look, made them eat their words.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pick their faces up off the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I think there's something about that. Like, Lennis, like, how do you know? If you don't know that your relationship is over based on the list that Lennis gave, I mean,
Some people, you know, they hang on. I mean, like you said, Brenda, earlier, there's many reasons why people won't end a relationship. You know, don't want to be by themselves, could be financial, could be self-esteem. I mean, who knows? There's many reasons. We have all played a part. Sometimes if it's a relationship with a romantic relationship or a friendship or even with a family member or coworker, we've all had relationships. Why the hell did I let this continue on? And not just nip this in the bud. And you have your own reasons why. You just hope you learn from that experience and don't repeat it in your future.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Amen.
Mm.
Well, how to cope? We're down to the hour, so how do you cope with your partner's leaving? Well, one, you can talk with your friends, verbalize your thoughts and opinions to gain better understanding. You can love yourself. Spend time inwards with loving yourself. Doing things to appreciate and love yourself will help you gain that self-confidence and independence you need to heal. It's okay to cry. In fact, I recommend expressing the pain and let it all out. Don't hold anything back. Cry fully. Letting it out will be liberating for your being. It's okay to cry. Find the lesson. What did you learn about this relationship? I'm a big believer that good can come out of every situation, even ones where perceived as bad. Focus on what you gained in life. Lessons that you wouldn't have learned otherwise. Fully experience the pain. When pain strikes, our instinct is to avoid it. We distract ourselves with other tasks while suppressing the pain. That doesn't actually make the pain go away. What we resist persists. The best way to deal with the pain is by fully facing it. Closing your eyes, fully experiencing that feeling of sharp pain within your being, and become the observer of that pain within you. Separate the honest, the observer, from the pain. And a couple little things. Benefits to me, focus on how this new situation can help you. Maybe you will now have the free time to pursue something that's important to you. Time heals. After the initial shock has sunk in and you've had plenty of communication with your ex, take time to separate from your ex-partner. It's hard to get clarity, perspective, and independence while being reminded of them constantly. I recommend taking a few weeks to be apart. No meeting, no emails, no phones. With time, you will heal. Silence heals. Sit quietly and observe your emotions and thoughts. Have a journal and a pen on your side. When you have a realization, write it down in your journal. Use journaling as a tool to help you sort out your thoughts. If has the power to help you gain clarity. So there was
journaling's great.
Yeah, some solutions to it, you know, or helpful solutions. Go ahead.
No, I just want to say, you know, when you end a relationship, take time for yourself. I strongly believe that. Don't jump into another relationship because it's so unhealthy. You're bringing the baggage from your past into your present and your future. Just take time to be comfortable with your own company. And when it's time, that new one will come in. And hopefully it's the one God designed for you. Hey, if not, learn from that experience as well.
Listen to the counselor.
Listen to
the counselor on that one.
And when you're ending relationships, understand why your clarity on why you're leaving them. Because there's men out here to go from one woman to the next. It's women out here to go to a next man, one to the next, without really thinking about who you are spiritually, mentally, and physically. You're not thinking, you're just going one to the next. Well, those are, to me, are relationships that will end. Because it didn't start with the intelligence and friendship. It was a vulnerable relationship, and, hey, I'll take you since the other guy is gone now, or I'll be with this woman. What do you feel about that?
They're called relationship hoppers.
Yeah.
Well, Lennox is totally right. Ask yourself this question. This is a great baseline for whatever relationship you're starting, or you've been into for a few months, whatever. Would you mind being stranded on a desert island with that person only for the next 20 years?
Heck, the next 5 minutes.
Well, I mean,
but I hear what you're saying.
For the next 5 minutes, you know, anybody could do that short term. It's long term that you got to figure out, is this something that I can handle? When they talk to you, do you enjoy talking to them longer than 5 minutes? Do you think that you could sustain a conversation with them for more than 20 years or 5 years or 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like just the things that they do, their mannerisms, are fine with you? Or do you find yourself wanting to jump out of your skin when you're with them for more than 5 minutes? You know, even if the sex is good, well, for some people that is only 5 minutes. And then it's like, is that going to be enough to sustain you for 20 years?
And that'll fizzle out too. Don't base a relationship on physical aspects.
No. That's not going to keep you together, and that's good to bring that up too. Because some people get strong like, oh, the sex is really good, you know, but he gets on my nerves and other things. Well, don't keep going back for the sex, because like Shab said or Brenda, that's just a temporary fix. It's more to a relationship than just a sexualness. You should be
along
able to
with looks, along with looks and money. I mean, come on, you have Heidi Klum and Seal, very gorgeous people. They broke up. They got family. They're married. Blah blah blah. It's like, okay, we're talking about people who both are making big money. So money was not the problem. We have two people who have great looks. They still look great. Their looks are not the problem. Pretty much we can figure out most of the time they were clean because they're out in the public eye or someone will be saying something. So if you think that looks, money, a great car, or the sex was going to work, you have 8 billion examples out there to tell you that that doesn't hold you together.
Very true.
Most time it's communication and humor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most times.
Very true.
Or some other thing that you both love to do. You both are artists or photographers, or you're into saving animals. The children, as much as we love them, everyone knows that don't hold people together.
Nope.
No matter how many you have, John and Nate and Katate and 18 date, it don't matter. You could have 8 billion kids and ain't holding you together.
No.
And also real quick, relationships where women have kids just so they can hold that man down never works. And it definitely doesn't work if the man has financial goodness about him, because then they're just getting pregnant so they can get some of the money. So,
yep.
You should think about that. Mm-hmm. There's an innocent child there, and you're after the good, whatever you can benefit you, instead of helping the child. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know you agree, too. So do I, Simba.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Lord, don't get the big mouth going.
Nah.
Well, we're going to close out now, ladies. So thank you, everybody, for joining us today on how to end a relationship. We talked about 15 signs that let you know that you're in a dead-end relationship. We also talked about how to end a relationship. And also, after the relationship, we discussed a few items on, you know, making yourself feel good. Give yourself some space and time. Figure out who you are and what you really want. So,
and what you're willing to give.
Yeah, because it's give and take. That's for sure. Well, let me give a rundown of the show. So Sunday, L&D Empowerment comes on at 8 p.m. And the show is about? Nina?
What? Oh, are you talking to me?
Or Nina.
Nina.
L&B is on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and it's Loving Yourself with Food.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Turn in for that. That's at 6 o'clock, which is at 8 o'clock Pacific time.
Yeah.
All right. And then we got Bring Your Own Brilliance with Brenda.
BYO Brilliance, and it's the brilliance of connecting with nature.
Oh, okay. That ought to be a good show. Sounds interesting. Okay.
And what time is your show, Brenda?
Oh, sorry, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Okay.
And then on Wednesday, we have psychic readings with Lena and Brenda. That's at 5 p.m. So make sure you change that. It's no longer 3 o'clock. It's at 5. And then on Thursday, we have Filmcology with Brenda that starts at 6 p.m. And it's about
White Squall. We're going to be talking about the movie White Squall. Coming-of-age film. Actually based on a true story, real people, and tragedy, and how tragedies can, you know, make a boy into a man, or anybody grow up, quite honestly.
Yeah. Okay, and then we have Friday Traffic Jam with Lena. If you missed last week's show, it was off the chain. I nailed that hip-hop show. It was very good. So if you want to listen to it, you can go into my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. Click on radio show and just go down in the traffic jam. You can listen to it. Okay, and then Friday we have Time to Love with Miss Lydia. Yesterday
no,
she
Friday
had a wonderful
was...
life. Huh?
You just
said
Friday.
Friday. It's actually Saturday.
Okay. I mean, I'm sorry, Saturday we have Time to Love with Lydia, and just yesterday she had a live show that went quite well. So anyway, ladies, do you know what her show is going to be about this week, this Saturday?
Yeah, she's on location in San Francisco, I do believe, this Saturday.
Oh, okay.
She'll be live from San Francisco.
Yeah.
All right. Our roving
reporter.
We're going to
probably get a little Fisherman's Wharf talk.
That'll be good. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us today on in the studio with Chabonet, Nina, and Brenda, and myself. And we hope to see you again next Sunday. I don't know what the show is going to be out, but trust me, whatever it is, it'll be good. Now, remember, hug and smile. It works in any language.
Okay.
Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening. Bye.
There you go. All right.